But anyway, what I've been asked to talk to you about is an overview and an update of what the CFPB chooses to call Know Before You Owe. And I actually want you to think about those words. That is what this was supposed to be all about. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to do some chiding because I've got a lot of mortgage lenders in the room and I'm coming from the settlement side. So I'm going to do a little bit of chiding, but I want to keep bringing you back to what was it that we were supposed to accomplish. And I will tell you that the purpose of TRID is the same thing that was the purpose of RESPA in 1974 and the same thing that was the purpose of the overhaul in 2010. It's the same purpose, and we're not there yet. We have continued to fail in the objective. What the objective was to help consumers have more information earlier in the process so they could make better financial decisions. Now, we've been baby-stepping our way there. I think 2010 was a huge milestone. The creating a uniform good faith estimate was a huge thing that was done so that we began to sync things up a little bit so there was a better connection between the early disclosures the borrower was getting and then the final things that they saw at the closing table. TRID was supposed to take it over the goal line, and it can if we all read the intention of the rule and see if we can't focus on achieving the objective. All right, so I am not against most of the stuff that went in to TRID. And I was the one who was looking at the glass half full for my industry from the time the proposed rule was published until it went into effect. All right, so I'm a glass half full girl, and I kept looking, what's good in this? What's good in this?